There we go.
So welcome, George says, and he is, he actually has us sitting as we are in kind of a circle, and in the middle of the circle, he has created a fireplace for us, and he wants us to imagine that we are actually in the forest, challenging the firework, and enjoying the company of each other, and the warmth that each of our bodies bring to each other, because we are outside in this scene that he is sharing with us. And he is saying that as you look at the fire, feel your body relax in your chair. Feel your body really coming forth and coming back to who you are at your core. And within your heart, within your solar plexus, find that peace that you have been searching for all day, all week, and it seems for many weeks now. And just take a few breaths here as you look into the fire that we have created together. And just notice the colors within the fire. Notice the sizes of the logs, the smaller ones and the larger ones, and how they create unity. Even though they are different, they are still, each and every one of them, a part of the fire that we are watching. And the colors change with the different temperature of the fire. And as you watch, you really focus on the yellows and the reds and the kind of orangey colors that sometimes you can find in a fire as well. And he asks us to really start to listen. What sound does the fire make? There's hisses, there's popping sounds, there's little sections of the wood on wood and the fire within making such friction that it just pops and lets go of what was making the causing the friction. And George is saying your theme tonight is very apropos in terms of what peace is. And the peace that the most important peace that you will find is the peace within yourself. And as the fire lets go of the different parts of friction within, you as well need to let go of what causes friction within your life, within your mind, within your body, and just let it go. And as you let it go, feel that you are detaching from the stressors, from the situations causing these frictions. And George is bringing you back to this very beautiful moment of peace, and just breathing and smiling as you watch the fire. Because as the fire slowly dies down, there is even more peace coming forth for you. You feel connecting to Mother Earth, and you kind of feel like you're melting into the chair that you are sitting in. And your body becomes fluid. Your body becomes just loose, and there's breathing in the body. And because our bodies are mostly made up of water, the water liquid that we carry in our bodies actually settles as well. And so these are tricks to settle yourself, settle your mind, and settle your voice. Your voices are tired of expressing themselves and trying to express yourselves clearly in this moment in time where there's so much going on. So many requests made on you, for you, requests made upon the world, and it feels very chaotic. And so come back to the fire and truly rest your body and your soul, and stay there as long as you wish, because fire is one to be shared, and you are always welcome at my fire, he says. So it is.
Very much.